The result of Ukraine's presidential runoff on Sunday, a slim victory by opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych, is being seen by some analysts as an indictment of Ukraine's Orange Revolution of 5 years ago, and at the very least a political full circle that will now see the country move closer towards Russia. That could spell bad news for the EU's Eastern Partnership program, as well as for regional neighbors such as Poland or the Czech Republic, long concerned with Russia's growing regional influence. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Ahead of the runoff in Ukraine's presidential election, many predicted no matter who won, either Viktor Yanukovych or Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, in the future the country would tilt more strongly towards Moscow than to the West. Certainly more so than under the previous president, Viktor Yushchenko, one of the leading figures of Ukraine's Orange Revolution. The shift between Kiev and the Kremlin could be a marked turnaround from some of the pro-Western policies which pushed Ukraine closer to the European Union and also opened up the possibility of integration within NATO. How will these aims be affected by the latest developments, and where does Ukraine stand after this weekend's vote? A little earlier, I put that question to Petr Kratochvil, the deputy head of Prague's Institute of International Relations.
In terms of the Ukraine's political future, I don't think we have many reasons for optimism, because both Mr. Yanukovych and Mrs. Tymoshenko were repeatedly accused of corruption. Both of them have strong ties to influential economic groupings. Both do not shy away from extreme populism. So there, I think the choice was not great, and it was in fact choosing between two evils. And the victory of Mr. Yanukovych just confirms that the country's orientation towards the East will gain a new momentum.
The shift could impact both economic ties as well as security issues to different degrees. In terms of economic cooperation, Petr Kratochvil says there are reasons why Ukraine will opt for deeper ties with the EU rather than Russia. But security is another matter, Petr Kratochvil again.
In terms of economic integration, not to speak about security, I think Mr. Yanukovych will be very careful, because many of his supporters, the wealthy oligarchs from eastern Ukraine, fear a takeover from Russian companies. They also very much advocate an open access of Ukrainian companies to the EU market, which would be incompatible with deeper economic integration with Russia. So I think we should be very careful about and differentiate between what he says in terms of Ukraine's identity, historical ties, and what he really does in terms of economic cooperation.
With regards to NATO, is that effectively frozen?
Absolutely. It is moving to the back burner, and I think that Mr. Yanukovych will, unlike in the area of European integration, the NATO membership will simply disappear from the official political agenda.
The new rise of Russian influence in Ukraine and other parts of the former Soviet Union is something that observers within the former Eastern Bloc, historically wary of Russia's expansionist ambitions, are now debating. For example, last year, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov raised Czech hackles when he suggested that Czechs were still well within Russia's geopolitical backyard. Vladimir Votapek is a Prague-based specialist on Russia. Here's how he sees the latest developments.
In general, we can see it as a failure of West or Europe, because we so-called lost Ukraine, or we are going to lose Ukraine. But in fact, we never had it. So it's unpleasant step. We should be even more careful. We should analyze situation and be careful if there are some forces calling for example, reintegration of something like Soviet Union, I mean integration of Belarus, Russia and Ukraine. In fact, whole that region is under strong influence of Kremlin now. It will be much more difficult now for Czech Republic and Poland and Baltic states. Yesterday's result of presidential elections is another step on the road for stronger Russia and weaker West.
Russia analyst Vladimir Votapek ending that report.